Welcome to Studio D. Live tonight, we have Maniac. Will he actually finally get his haircut? We have Topher. No producer birds tonight. We have DJ Supreme, and we got a couple people in the audience and a very special guest tonight, the official haircutter of Trainwreck Sports.
And stylist.
Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. Why?
Topher, tell him.
Because why not?
Because they have 2-for-1 Goose Bombers.
Why would it ever change, though?
Monday, Tuesday, let's go.
Saber, sit down. It's okay. We're having some malfunction here. Saber, you're a good girl. Welcome to the studio tonight. Lots of topics. First off, we got to start with what happened with that 8:15 prediction.
8:15, literally haven't been so wrong about that since I asked Cynthia Carr out in the 7th grade. Needless to say, though, there's still hope for Eichel, unlike Cynthia and myself. Okay?
Is it going to happen this week at least?
Well, all I know is the Pagulai have lost control of this scenario. They've absolutely lost control of it. Negative attention left and right, and no one even knows what to be positive about anymore. WGR is having a field day.
So, what was the deal today? Draisaitl got 8.5 mil for what? Was it 8 years?
8 years, 8.5 mil per.
So, that you got to think Eichel's guaranteed to get it, what? He's going to be pushing for at least 9, 10. Yeah, realistically, he's going to be getting 10.
And that's the range we expected, so.
We did. Just give it to him now.
A little under McDavid.
Like we said last show, because in the future, that deal's going to look like a steal anyways after 8 years.
Six to eight years from now, for sure. That money will be nothing.
So, eventually it will come through. Thursday. Big game. Bills-Eagles. Injuries are piling up. We found out now that Matthews has a cracked sternum. How does that happen?
Like a car accident?
Did he take a big hit?
He, like, fell. He just fell weird down the football or something. Or he fell on his back, I heard. So, yeah, it's a good question. I have no idea how that happened, so.
It's because he plays for the Buffalo Bills. That's why. That's how it happened.
Yeah, so exactly. He's going to get the most painful injury possible.
Literally, you trade a guy who you're worried about being glass for, like, the one of the most consistent receivers in the league the last 3 seasons. Not saying the best, but he was consistently, like, an 800-yard guy over the middle. And he just gets injured instantly. Saber, what do you think about this trade and Matthew's injury?
Saber looks like the animals in Life of Pi who are just, like, floating on two pieces of wood in the middle
of the
ocean.
Couldn't agree more with that take.
So, Cordy Glenn flew to Wisconsin, got a foot injection. You know, it's going to be a nagging.
Oh, hashtag nagging till November.
Guaranteed.
It's going to absolutely be bothering him. Not going to be able to get any push. Run game, no push on that side. Pass protection, no nothing on that side. He's going to be all healed up come December, and he's going to be Pro Football Focus's number one tackle there.
So Ian, almost 100 views for the haircut.
Oh, my God, we're at 100? Wow, oh, my God, we're so close.
So let's,
guys, log off. Start logging off.
So let's keep it within the NFL. Falcons fans. Extremely upset.
So much hype. New stadium.
They're top three in the rankings of this
year. Let's go. It's big time. We finally made it big.
Patriots, Seahawks, Falcons are the top three preseason. And the fans are bitching how Chick-fil-A is going to be closed on Sundays at the stadium.
The Chick-fil-A inside the stadium, which is primarily going to have its craziest days on Sunday. Now, don't get me wrong. Playoff Saturday in January, which they're probably already sending out the tickets to the NFC Conference Championships.
But what if they give them the Sunday game?
Chick-fil-A's goers are going to be disappointed. They're just going to have to wait for some kind of other event that could take place.
People are just going to have to go to the Future concert and get their Chick-fil-A then. Like, no other opportunity.
I mean, what's the point of having a Chick-fil-A in an NFL stadium? For Thursday night preseason?
Apparently it's a populated area. There's going to be people popping in on, like, a Tuesday.
I just... What do you mean popping in on a Tuesday? No one goes to an NFL stadium during the week.
Can they go to, like, the Falcons store?
Yeah, but, you know, like, if someone lives, like, near the California lot, you know, and there was a Chick-fil-A in New Era Stadium, would they be going to the Chick-fil-A on, like, a Tuesday? Probably.
You're right. Or the Freak Falcon
fans.
Yeah, start
thinking about that. Like, you know, you cross the river, go to Chick-fil-A.
The Freak Falcon fans would go to the Falcon store on, like, Tuesday at 11.
I know Sabre would make that run 5 times out of 4.
She would. She eats anything. I got home from... after winning the softball toilet championship, and she ate one of those, like, ant things that was in the corner. I think they're poisonous. She got to one of those.
Like an ant trap?
An ant trap.
She, oh, jeez.
It was ripped up.
She goes, I'm the ant trap.
It was ripped up in the living room. Spano, that's GM Smokey's dog, Saber. But LeBron, reports coming out. It's his final season in Cleveland. It's a game.
Was that like an asthma attack, or was that like the most suspenseful thing?
It's he's done. guaranteed he's done. There's no need for a report for that.
Yeah, the big focus this week has been, like, for some reason the NBA finals are, like, just occurring to everybody that they happen. Like, people are focusing that the Cavaliers were terrible when LeBron came out. The Warriors were about even without KD. The fact that Darren Williams, yes, every time he came out, was just like a complete joke. They were literally – Richard Jefferson actually said you could see the Warriors, like, beam in their eyes when Darren Williams, like, came out onto the floor. Mm-hmm. They just knew it was time to, like, run it. It's crazy. I don't know where he's going to go. There's a ton of landing spots. People wanted him originally on the decision to go to New York. Him in New York would be insane with the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Him going to L.A. and playing with Lonzo and the boys would be – pretty sweet too. I think I would want to see the Knicks or the Lakers for sure. Not the Celtics.
All right. Well, thanks for that prediction, but the fans want the haircut. There's like 4 people going nuts. Get to the haircut. We came for the haircut. Let's go, Maniac. Make it happen.
We're
let's scrapping
go. The sports.
Supreme, let's make it happen.
This is terrible. Scrapping no, we don't give the people what they want here on Trade Sports.
No, we gotta go. We're going to the haircut.
All right.
Abby Bashara joined. Here we go.
What's my little sister?
That's why I said it.
By the way, with Sabre here.
What up,
having...
Abby? Shout out to Winston. Here we go. My family's newest dog.
I'm having PTSD to that episode with Phil, Maniac.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We got Jesse Connors in studio.
I literally have a breakdown. Jesse, how you doing? First time in the studio live?
First time.
Don't say too much. You don't want to hog my mic time. It's very important that I get all my words in.
Go ahead.
So, Jesse, how long have you been doing this styling and cutting? I mean, I had to take a pretty big insurance policy out on this before I agreed to it.
It's been 2 years now.
Oh, my gosh. 2 years. Oh, my gosh. You describe it like it's been like 2 decades. Is this something you like have a passion for? Oh, my gosh. My hair is falling off.
The hair, hair's on the microphone. The hair is on the microphone.
I'm having a freak out. Hair is on the microphone.
It's going to look great.
Well, I guess it can't really fall that far, right? You know, from,
seriously,
from supermodel status.
Michael the Salon.
I didn't say that, I guess.
Great place to get your hair done.
MCS, ultimate location in Western New York.
Located at Klein and Transit. Call Jesse anytime. Book an appointment. We got people saying shave it. F the scissors.
If you call Monica,
that's B. Barca.
B. Barca Wood. Shout out to Barca all over the place. Great guy.
Oh,
even better person.
Yo,
whatever that means.
Trill Queenswood. Buzz cut or I'm leaving.
Trill. Oh, no. She just said she got something. That sounds like a threat. Oh, man. All right. Well, you know what? I think is there a little bit of inclement weather coming in nearby?
You know,
did you check the
it seems
meteorology
like
report?
Don Paul on Channel 7 has been struggling mightily lately. It's supposed to not rain yesterday. It pours. I leave my windows down. I don't know who to trust anymore. What channel? They all suck. But, yes, I feel a lightning round might be in the mix. Okay, Sabre's – all right, that's it.
Yep, Sabre's gone. Dom, this
Sabre's
is
Sabre's gone. Sabre almost lasted a full live show.
Saber
did not die.
For the listeners who just heard that sound, Saber's okay on all four legs.
Jesse, are you familiar with videos where they say no animals were harmed in the mega zoo? You literally cannot say an animal died on the video. This isn't Michael the Salon, okay? All right, but with that said, are we ready for this weather, the lightning round?
Yes.
That sounded not that confident.
We are ready. We're ready.
Okay. Oops, sorry about the microphone. I literally had hair all over it. All right, so who's going to ask the first question? First off, JC0NNNZ,
yes.
Are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, shoot.
Start it off, Al.
Start it off?
Yeah, I'll jump in next.
First question.
craziest haircut request?
Probably three different lengths on three different sides of the head.
Don't even know what that means.
Wow, you know that you, and that was that a female?
Yes, it was a female.
You know that she's the type of person that acts completely different on the weekends than the weekdays.
She has three different personalities, three different sides of the head.
What was that? Where was the last place you took an Uber to?
The last place I took an Uber to. Yeah, Alex's house.
Ooh. Quick shout out to Alex.
Shout out to Alex, live audience member, hanging out.
Alex Cleland in the building.
I don't know if she illegally asked an audience member for that answer, though. I mean, we're going to have to look in the train wreck. Who wants to be a zillionaire rules for the lightning round?
All right, next question. Are you posting a Snapchat story or an Instagram story?
What do you prefer?
Just in general.
Oh, in general? Snapchat, for sure. Instagram just copied Snapchat.
I'm surprised by that. Are you holding out just on the fact that they copied, or like do you not really not like the interface, or no one that you know uses it?
I feel like no one uses it for that reason. They use it to post pictures.
I don't know. I disagree. I feel like if I'm looking for more people to see a story,
really?
It's on the you have what, close to 1,200 followers on Instagram?
Holy moly, 1.2K, huh?
500? Less than that?
Oh, way less.
Yeah,
than that.
What I'm saying. So you want people to?
I guess.
Follow up question.
Uh-oh, wow, we quickly won her over there. This is the first time we've ever changed someone's opinion in the lightning round.
Follow-up question. Last time you posted a boomerang.
Boomerang. I've never posted a boomerang in my life.
Wow.
Wait, did I?
Huh?
Jesse.
Whoa, hold on.
Let's rewind the tape there.
That's awesome. Did you tell her not to? Perfect.
Boomerang free is the way to be.
Spano, I need a Yankees update right now. I saw it was 5-3 in the eighth last.
All right, Jaycons, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen a friend do, drinking or not?
On the top of my head, I think it's funny. I guess it's crazy when Hova chants the Bills chant at Bills games with the champagne. That's like, I don't know, it's hilarious. It's one of those things where you got to be there to see it.
Because he's very intoxicated, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, real quick. Kiki, Mary, leave Boomerang alone. Sorry. I can't.
She
it's horrible.
Gets very rattled.
That's one of the reasons why I unfollowed you on Instagram.
How many phone screens have you cracked in your life?
Zero.
Wow.
Zero. That's crazy odds right
there. These answers are just stunning. This is great.
Are you do you constantly drop the phone, or is it like a rare thing?
I would drop it once in a while, but yeah, it's rare, I guess. I don't ever scratch it or anything.
All right, here comes a classic brain bender. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
It's not.
No, I don't think so.
Good answer.
Let's hear the Kardashian question, Maniac.
If you could be any Kardashian sister, which one would you be, and why isn't it Kourtney?
I would be Kourtney.
What? All odds. Why would you be Kourtney?
Because she has an awesome life and three awesome kids. I don't know. And she seems the most, like, normal, I guess, out of all of them.
Is it because you secretly want to hang out with Lord Disick?
No. No, not at all.
All right, we got a question from one of the listeners. Dom, Faley Allen or Encore? That's a good answer.
That was dangerously close. This haircut was almost over quicker than a job with President Trump.
Good question, Dom. I can't even read half these questions. All right, I think this was the Kardashian question here.
Spano, it's Jesse Connors. She's located at Klein in Transit if you ever need a haircut. Jesse Connors, graduate of
free
Williamsville
haircuts
North.
On Thursdays.
What year of North?
2014.
Free haircuts on Thursdays, but she will not be breaking out the four-figure scissors that she has.
People shouting out the black Converse. Zach from Cheektowaga.
Oh, that's big. That's big time. Oh, and wait, J-Counts, can they set appointments too?
Can they set up appointments?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's that phone number to call?
636-4400.
636-4400. Write it down on your phones. J-Counts, you have this literally royal treatment I'm receiving. Unbelievable.
Another question here. Someone says something crazy to you. Is it "I can't even" or "I'm gonna lose my shit"? What's the response there?
Definitely "I can't even." That relates to me most.
Okay.
Most importantly, does this train ever stop?
Never.
Wow, that was certain. Literally, like, the train was moving so quickly.
Hair is just piling up here in geez, studio.
That's not what I want to hear.
Saber, okay.
Saber is pacing. Do we have a... Like, this could be a bed for Saber.
Oh, jeez.
Do we have a shop vac or a vacuum of any sort?
We do have a vacuum.
Or we could just fold up this blanket and throw it out. That'd be a quick solution.
All right, Derek. Have the Yankees won yet? Is it final? Can someone tell me? Did the Yankees win?
All right, what do we got coming up this weekend? Do we have any?
Hova joined.
Hova,
give him a shout out.
Shout out to Hova.
That's her cousin.
Is Hova like a Beetlejuice type figure where if you like say his name, he just like appears out of nowhere?
Pretty much.
He's a big Jay-Z fan and a big Blue Jays fan.
And a big Bill. Because
his name is Jay.
Okay. Is Hova going to be at the official pregame show that we do from week one versus the Jets?
Yeah. He will be there.
Gotta make him be there.
The Yankees are one out away, folks.
We got to see this hilarious Buffalo Bills shout song out of nowhere. Spontaneous.
With champagne.
He's the best at it. Wait, the shout song with champagne? How does that even work?
Oh, my God. He stands on top of the cooler. That's pretty great.
And quick shout out to DJ Supreme.
Seriously, thank you for coming guys out making this it look Wednesday. Easy. He's literally checking text and swiping right over there in the middle of the show.
filling in nicely, assuming we're still live and we're still recording and everything. So
do we have any other questions? Oh, speaking of that, train wreck bottle service party. Thank you, Andy. We said, about a month ago, a month and a half ago, once both Twitter and Instagram hit 1,000 followers, that we'd be doing a bottle service party. Instagram's at 1,100, so we're good there. Maniac is working his ass off on the Twitter. We're approaching 900 there. So we're close.
Yeah, so get your grandma and grandpa to follow on Twitter, you people, so we can have a bottle service party and ball out.
Help us out, please.
Are we covering this Yankees player who got lost on the Metro?
Yeah, rookies that they're struggling. They get to the Bronx and they think that, you know, we got the Mets in town and we're just going to, you know, try to take the subway. It doesn't work out. It's very difficult. There are not too many people I travel with in New York City without DJ Supreme's one of them. Great co-pilot to have when you're going through the subways. But seriously, you need someone good to go with. Like, if it's like a first, second, third time in the city, you don't know what you're doing. You got to take three or four different trains to get to a single spot.
There's too many that are named different. Like some are letters, some are numbers, some are colors. It's just a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. The whole system's built to confuse you. The whole thing, though, is like you don't want to be that person who's like, I'm on the wrong train. Like, you know, you got to like keep it cool. Like, you know, like, oh, like. Yeah, I just guess I'll get on this other train, you know, like even though, you know, you're really messed up and you have to go like four extra stops now.
Do you think you would just start panicking at one point and just be like, I'm a Yankees player, like, get me to the stadium, people? It doesn't matter. New Yorkers are still going to ignore you, but New Yorkers are still going to just put the hood up and headphones on, but like, scary moment for sure for a rookie.
Wow.
What else do we got, Al?
Yeah, I forgot to talk about this last weekend. Thank you, Petty Roosevelt. Encore got raided. Too many underage people, and they're packing in too many people as well. They're risking the fire code. Oh, Saber. Oh, no.
No doubt about it. I mean, seriously, I mean, if you compare it to 2012, I mean, they were bringing fire codes every night with how lit it was. It was seriously unbelievable. But nowadays, they're charging $20 for cover. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to start the negative trend there, but vodka soda last week at Fally Allen, $6.50. I don't know if that's like it was just the Saturday night price or what was going on, but
vodka soda
$6.50. I don't know if like I wasn't looking good as typical as I am. That'll never happen again. Thanks to this amazing treatment from J-Cons that I'm receiving.
Then what on earth would be a Grey Goose?
Oh, like yeah, I was thinking like what would a goose be like? I had to like put like a security deposit down or something.
It'd be the You'd be getting close to the $20 minimum for paying with a credit card.
Hoffman, relax, please. Big Yankees win. Zach, 200 Diane, we don't know yet. It's not official. Just got the update. Yankees win 5-3. Three straight against the Mets. Going for the sweep tomorrow. But, yeah, 200 Diane, we don't know. There's no for sale sign yet, but we would love a train passenger to get involved.
I'm already scoping out where we can start digging the tunnel. Right here, right under this window. It's got potential, but nothing official in the works yet.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if we had passengers right next door?
I feel like we always have passengers right next to us. Speaking of which, Saber is back in the game 100% Saber. Off the DL.
Don't scare us like
that. Yeah, Vinny, neighbor's house is open. She was 85. She passed away about a month ago. Very nice lady. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be for sale. Haven't seen a sign yet. They've been planting some trees, but it's going to be for sale very soon. They haven't asked anything yet. We don't know. Who's lacing the under on Bills Eagles?
Oh, I've already literally dabbled at five different books. I've had my people go and lock it in already. Had him bet 2.5 mil on the over so I can get it up to 38.5. Then pounded it back down for five.
Like we mentioned last episode, though, McCoy, he's playing the Eagles. He's gonna play to the fourth.
He wants to play to the fifth quarter. Modified football status.
Yep.
Wow, the book is reopened. Had a rough year. Bring it back.
What book's reopened?
The VS-716.
There is no VS-716 book.
It's back. That's what we've heard. He said, let's go.
That's crazy.
You realistically only need Chris McMullen as a client, and you're good. Right?
Are you kidding me with that bad beat?
Jesse, how's it going over there? How are we looking?
Starting to shape up over here.
She's about 2%. 2% of the way through. Oh, my God. It feels great.
There's shrapnel everywhere from your hair, but...
Yeah, it's like a hair grenade went off all over my body.
Should we leave that for a surprise for some people?
It's like when people get tarred and feathered, except it's my own hair. I'm getting tarred and haired. So we got Bills Eagles coming up tomorrow. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we got Rob Ray. We got Rob Ray days till Nashville.
How much? How long?
Hold on, it's paused right now.
We're trucking.
It's because of the low battery. Once you hit that, it's back on.
We good?
We got Rob Ray days. 32 days till Nashville, baby.
It's incredible.
Get me to Nashville.
Cannot wait. And Reed, no, we don't talk about the Raiders on this show unless it's Khalil Mack.
Shipping off
That's
to
it.
Nashville.
I can't wait. I've never been to Nashville. Heard plenty of good things.
We're putting on our boots. We're putting on our cowboy hats. Yeah. We're going down. We're becoming just like those people.
Al's a big country music fan, so he's really looking forward to that scene.
All right, real quick.
Big Game of Thrones scene, too.
We got all of Saber's parents and family members watching this right now. Show her on the camera. Seriously. Topher, lift her up. Real quick.
No, don't do that. That's unnecessary.
Just put her by your feet. Put her by your feet because your feet are on camera. No.
She's coming back to you. She's going to go on
okay.
the school.
Okay, well, that was
she's
a failure.
Go right to me,
that was a failure.
Okay, this is really
I think
bad.
She's afraid of me.
Okay. Dial F for failure. So, anyways.
Your hair
things,
so
things are going
long.
Pretty great
that
for me.
Wagging.
Oh, I feel like a diva right now. Female version of a hustler.
Holy.
All right, are we cutting it? Are we cutting it?
No, there's no need to cut it yet. We got listeners still.
No, we got
to
cut it.
Look how long the hair still is.
We got to cut it.
We're closing in on 100. We're closing in on 100. I can't believe this. Topher, he's not a dog whisperer at all.
All right, Toph or Supreme, let's cut it.
We're at our prime number right now. We're at 19 live.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Shut up.
I'm actually not kidding.
Let me see. If we're at 19 live, I'll shave my head.
All right. Deal?
Is it there? Does it say 19 on it?
Or one, come on. One more, folks. Come on.
18? No one joined. Everyone log off. Everyone log off. Get the hearts.
Oh,
get rid of the hearts.
Oh, my God.
All right, Topher.
Cutting it.
For the Wrecking Crew and Jesse Connors. Good.
Night
now.